of all, I'd like to pay my respects to the traditional owners of the land we stand on, the Ngunnawal people. The Ngunnawal people are familiar with boat people because a lot of us here are descended from the boat people that landed on the shores in 1788 that took over their land. So this is not a new debate, this is not a new issue. We are at a very important tipping point right now though. The Manus Island solution, dare I call it a solution, which was a proposal that happened under a Labor government, is a failed policy. No matter who put it up, it's a failed policy. Clearly it's a failed policy, and this incident isn't the only evidence that it's a failed policy. I urge you to read Waleed Ali's article today in The Age. You can easily find it. I think Waleed has described perfectly exactly what the Liberal National Party's agenda on this is and exactly how they're using it as a wedge issue, as they have all the way through the last 10 years. Now is the time for everybody who is a decent humanitarian to stand up and say this is no way to treat people, any people, under any circumstances. This is someone's son. He's younger, he's just a little bit younger than my own son. If I was fleeing the situation that exists for a lot of people like you actually, in Iran, especially if you happen to be Kurdish, and you are trying to get out before you are targeted and killed, and you make your way to Australia, and you fight all the way to get this far, which is a pretty massive achievement that most Australians in this point in time actually don't understand the dangers involved in getting this far. And then we lock them up for 3 months, 9 months, 12 months. I've met refugees who've actually come out of detention after 2 years of being locked up at Port Hedland. And instead of actually doing what we've done for the four previous decades of my life in Australia, which was have a reasonable humanitarian approach to refugees, we spend billions locking these people up, sending them mad, and then whinging about how much it costs us. Like, this is irrational public policy at its best. I urge you to keep having the conversations with your friends who you may find, look, you might be lucky, you might only speak to people who are progressive and humanitarian about the issue of refugees. I tell you that within the union movement, we have these debates every day with union members. And you've got to have those debates with your relatives, your neighbours, and anyone you're going to university with or you're working in a workplace with, who starts expressing the lunatic idea that these people are illegals and that there's some special queue operating outside the Australian embassy or anyone else's embassy in all these countries that you can get on the queue to get here. Take them on, learn the arguments, actually have the debates with people, point out the realities of this situation, that we in fact are surrounded by people in the Pacific who will very soon be new refugees to Australia because their land is disappearing. Their island is sinking. So who do you think should be taking them on? It should be us, of course. So we're going to prosecute a different argument for those people? I don't think so. The anti-apartheid movement started a lot smaller than this. The Vietnam moratorium movement started a lot smaller than this. And we will build as they built, and we will change this policy, and we will become the Australia that all of us can be proud of once again.